President Trump campaigned on a pledge to fight anti-Semitism.
Anti-Semitic bigotry has no place in a civilized society. It has no place in our universities, and it has no place in the United States of America. No place.
But critics of the president question whether anti-Semitism does have a place in the White House. NPR has identified three different administration officials with ties to anti-Semitic extremists. NPR investigative correspondent Tom Dreisbach reports, and a warning, this story includes offensive language.
Last summer, the Holocaust denier and white nationalist Nick Fuentes held a rally on a street in Detroit.
I don't know about you, but calling Donald Trump a racist only makes me like him more.
Yeah! Amanda Moore was watching that rally. She's a freelance journalist who's reported on the far right for years, and she started scanning the crowd.
I recognize some of the people that I've been covering in the past. One was Paul Ingracia.
At the time, Paul Ingracia was a young lawyer and pro-Trump activist.
I've seen him at other events. I'm familiar with his social media, so he was hard to miss.
A few weeks later, Moore sent Ingracia a direct message on social media and asked about the rally. Ingracia wrote back, basically pleading ignorance. He said he'd only walked past there for maybe 5 minutes out of curiosity. And as soon as he figured out what the rally was, he left. Did you find Paul Ingracia's response to you credible?
No, not at all.
For one thing, Moore was recording, and based on her footage, which she shared with us, she estimates he was there for closer to 20 minutes, not five. And there's another live stream video showing Ingracia smiling as he walked right up to Fuentes before his speech. Plus, Ingracia had posted online about how dissident voices like Nick Fuentes should have a place in conservative politics.
So I responded with the videos and the timestamps that I had, and I asked if he could clarify his position, and he blocked me.
About 6 months later, Paul Ingracia joined the Trump administration. He is now the White House liaison to the Department of Homeland Security, and that is not his only link to an anti-Semitic extremist. Last year, Ingracia spoke at a fundraiser for January 6th defendants. He said January 6th was a dark day, but not because it was an insurrection.
But rather, it was an opportunity for the deep state to finally remove its mask and begin prosecuting and jailing innocent American citizens like Tim.
The Tim Ingracia is referencing there is a rioter from New Jersey named Timothy Hale Cusinelli. Federal prosecutors said he was a Nazi sympathizer who said Hitler should have finished the job. Hale Cusinelli denies that. He calls himself a satirist, though he also went to work with a Hitler mustache and recorded a long rant blaming Orthodox Jews for the spread of COVID-19.
New Jersey will recover from the coronavirus, but it will not recover from the Hasidic Jewish invasion.
Hale Cusinelli and Ingracia appeared at multiple events together last year. Now, in response to NPR's questions, Ingracia said he denounces Hale Cusinelli's anti-Semitic rhetoric. He also said he was at the Fuentes event for 5 to 10 minutes and said his advocacy for, quote, certain individuals is about a commitment to the First Amendment and due process, not an endorsement. Meanwhile, Hale Cusinelli also appeared at several events with another Trump official, Ed Martin, who works at the Justice Department. Last summer, Martin called Hale Cusinelli a great friend, an amazing man, and gave him an award.
It's one of the goals of many of us to make sure that the world, and especially America, hears more from Tim Hale.
Martin later claimed he did not know about the anti-Semitic comments and said he regretted giving him an award and apologized. Rachel Colley has not publicly apologized for her ties to Hale Cusinelli. She's currently the communications director for the White House Office of Management and Budget. For years, she advocated for Capitol riot defendants.
We're seeing with our own two eyes, America seeing the video footage of just how wrong and how disingenuous this whole witch hunt has been, not only for the political prisoners, but President Trump and all the defendants.
Colley attended part of Hale Cusinelli's Capitol riot trial and sat with his supporters. She called it a, quote, clown trial. She was also a board member and handled media requests for a nonprofit that advocated for January 6th defendants. Back in 2022, the leader of that nonprofit, the Patriot Freedom Project, gave a lengthy interview to an explicitly white nationalist website, a site that has a whole section on Hitler's significance for our struggle. That interview was taken down after it got wider attention online. When I called Rachel Colley for comment, she told me three times, send me an email. She did not respond to my emails.
Look, at this point, it's clear that these are not isolated cases.
That's Amy Spitalnik. She's the CEO of the Jewish Council for Public Affairs. And she says the administration is using anti-Semitism as a pretext to cut funding to universities and deport pro-Palestinian protesters.
The ways in which the administration is exploiting the Jewish community's legitimate fears and concerns about anti-Semitism is ultimately undermining Jewish safety.
The White House did not respond to messages seeking comment for this story. Spitalnik says if the White House were serious about fighting anti-Semitism, they could start by not hiring people with ties to extremists. Tom Dreisbach, NPR News.